up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, another week has flown by, and it's time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. An hour of dancing, really. It's what it comes down to. Polkas, throwing a waltz. You never know, we might go wild and have a schottische in there or something. And you don't have to dance. You can just hang around and listen, you know, run around doing what you're doing in the house or at work or wherever you are. But nonetheless, I got a stack of records I got to play because that's the point of doing the entire show. So with that, I think we'll get things rolling right away. I got the Doodle Dee Polka. Yeah, it's Johnny Pecan. Just like that, the first record is already in the books for the week, and that means we're too far in to turn around now. Johnny Pecan there, the Doodle Dee Polka. That's what it says right on there anyway. And you are in the midst, the very early midst, the cusp, the very beginning of this week's edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Interesting bunch of records this week. They came out of a weird part of the shelf. None of these have ever been sorted or put in like the good record sleeves. So yeah, this could be stuff that I have no idea when I played it last or if I ever played it or where it belongs or where it came from or where it's going. So anything could happen. I got a 78 already picked out for today for our 78 of the week. And that's because I was out in the garage and I found a whole pile of 78s I haven't looked at in decades. And I sat down with two stacks of 78s about, a good 2 feet high. They were big stacks. And I went through them one at a time, and there was a pile of great old-time records in there. So we got a bunch of those. We're going to easy make another few years doing a 78 of the week before we have to start repeating. Unless, of course, I have two copies of something, and I don't remember that I played it a long time ago. But basically, we're in 78 heaven. So we're good there. We'll have a waltz coming up later in the show. At least one for sure for you waltzers out there. Here's one we don't get to very often, if ever. And I'm pretty sure it's the only record I have by Doc Williams and the Border Riders. It's the Merry Maiden Polka.
Thank you. lives down in our town. Every night she dances and swings the boys around. All the boys, they love her, cause she smiles so sweet. She's a merry maiden, she sweeps them off their feet.
La, 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 la,
doesn't she look so sweet?
La, 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 la,
she just can't be beat.
La, 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 la,
she dances round and round.
La, 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 la,
the sweetest gal in town. Down in our town, every night she dances and swings the boys around. All the boys, they love her, cause she smiles so sweet. She's a merry maiden, she sweeps them off their feet.
La, 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 la,
don't she look so sweet?
La, 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 la,
she just can't be beat.
La, 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 la,
she dances round and round.
La, 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 la,
the sweetest gal in town.
All right, Doc Williams there in the Border Riders. That's the Merry Maiden Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Pretty sure the only record by them that we have in the library on Wheeling Records of Wheeling, West Virginia. Where else? So there you have that one here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Cousin Fuzzy coming up in a second, right after we talk about World of Accordions Museum, where 4,000 accordions have gathered for a party. Well, I don't know if they gathered on their own, but they've been gathered, and they're all there, and it's kind of a party deal. Anyway, check it out when you have a chance. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin. A vast array of instruments on display. Tons of historical information, memorabilia, paperwork, archives, stuff like that there. You read the history of people who immigrated here, brought their music with them, their instruments with them. You got the beautiful concert hall there. You can learn how to fix an accordion there. Man, it's like the mecca for accordions. I'm telling you. Check them out. You can do it online, worldofaccordions.org. We'll give you a pretty good look. And if you turn out, you're going to be in the Superior area. Or maybe you already live around here. May know we're on the air right here in the upper Midwest, not far away. I know you can just hop, skip it, and jump over here. Maybe you're down there in Austin, Texas, or down there in Miami, Florida, or hanging out in San Francisco. I know we got stations out in those places that are playing the show. Maybe you want to plan a trip this summer. Oh, yeah, the North Shore of Lake Superior is pretty spectacular, and you can check out a pile of accordions at the same time. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. All right, here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. It's the Red Wing Polka. And it's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's the Red Wing Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, weird weather up here in northern Minnesota the last week. We have days, we had like 40-degree days, and we had 30-degree below zero days. And then we had some pretty nice days again, and now it was cold, now it's warming up again, and the wind is blowing about 35 miles an hour, and I'm freezing in the studio. Normally I'm not, between the heat of all the equipment and the heat, it's fine, but the wind is blowing 30 miles an hour. It's coming from this corner of the building, and there's two windows in the studio, and you know how wind is when it gets into windows. A little bit of it manages to get through there. Man, it's chilly in here today, but we shall prevail with plenty of hot tunes. How's that sound, huh? Here's a group called The Majestic Sound. They're from Cleveland, and this 45 is in a paper sleeve with a picture of the band on the cover, and they all look like pretty young guys. And you can tell this record's from like the late 70s, early 80s, based totally on the hairdos and the outfits with the shiny shirts and all that on the picture. It's a black and white picture, but you can tell it's all shiny anyway. And apparently this was their first record release. I'm looking for a date on here, but I don't see one. But they're from Cleveland anyway. The Majestic Sound is a pretty majestic sounding name for a band. And this is the Polish Sausage Polka. That's The Majestic Sound. They sound pretty majestic, I guess. The Polish Sausage Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Got to put that record right back in the sleeve with the picture of the band on there. A little biography printed on the back. Fancy stuff, anyway. You're in the midst of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, recorded on Aleatoric Records down in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I guess they're actually in Minneapolis. I don't know where they are. They're in the Twin Cities. And I always love the sound of an Aleatoric record. Here's Lil Richard, and I Wish I Had a Sweetheart.
my sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride, I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore. Sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride, I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore.
Richard there. I wish I had a sweetheart polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I love it. The paper sleeve that this record is in is obviously not the sleeve it used to be in, because there's a note on the sleeve that says, "Good Christmas Record." I think that's not in the same sleeve that it was in many moons ago. Anyway, hey, you know what time it is? It's time once again to wander into the official Oompa Hour newsroom and see what we have to report on this week. I think we have a quick one here for you. It says here that we like our food crispy. Yes, it's true. In the snack food world, cranking up the crisp can lead to a bigger hit. And there are entire research teams working to ensure that the texture of food is specifically calibrated to maximize the crunch. The use of the word crispy and crispiness in reviews of restaurants has increased over the past decade by 20 years, and an analysis of 7,000 menus found crispy is the single most common adjective used to describe texture. When food researchers measure how much people enjoy snack foods as a whole, the crunchier the rating, the higher the evaluation. So there you go, crunchy is where it's at, baby! Maybe that's why I like pretzels and potato chips so much. I love the crunch. I love the salt is what it really comes down to. Anyway, there's your official news tidbit from the Oompa Hour newsroom. Let's get back to some music here. Tommy Redder, I believe is how you say this, R-E-D-E-R. I always want to default to Reader, but it's got to be Redder, right? It's the Music Box Dancer Polka, and it even says right on the record from 1981. Heck, this is practically a new song. All right, there you go. Tommy Ritter there. That's the Music Box Dancer Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Says that record was recorded in New Haven, Michigan. I don't know that that's where the band is from, but that's at least where they went to make the record. So there you have it here on another edition of the Oompa Hour. Marching on right here in your radio or your smart speaker or your phone or your computer or an actual radio, you know. All those are possibilities here. Remember, if you have a request or dedication or whatever, you can use a phone, any kind of phone, an old dial phone screwed to the wall in your attic. It doesn't matter. You can leave a voice message with any kind of a phone. There you go, 218-259-2985, all right? 218-259-2985. Or you can send a text to that same number, 218-259-2985. You can always email to oompahour@aol.com. And don't forget about the old Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that will get the message to Oompa Hour World Headquarters. The Lakowski brothers are apparently ready for a wild time here because everybody does the la-di-da.
Hey, everybody does the
They have the Lakowski brothers. Everybody apparently does the la-di-da. Not everybody. We learned that back in the 70s when Carl Douglas had that big record called Kung Fu Fighting. And it opens with everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. And in real life, not everybody was. So probably not everybody was doing the la-di-da either. But that was, in fact, the Lakowski brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You have to inject a little logic now and then, even if it makes absolutely no sense. How many of you remember Buddy Morrow and his orchestra back in the 50s? Yeah, late 40s even. Buddy Morrow and his orchestra made a lot of big band records. Had a lot of good stuff, kind of jazzy stuff. And oddly enough, they did a polka. and they tried to make it appeal to teenagers. And this record's from 1956, so you're in the early days of rock and roll, like Bill Haley and the Comets are just getting started. Elvis has had a few hits. You got some doo-wop records that are out there. And Buddy Morrow and the orchestra thought, we could make a record that'll appeal to the teenagers. We're going to make a polka record, and we're going to try to give it that teen sound. So here's 1956 music with Buddy Morrow and his orchestra. This is the Teen Polka. Having a wild time right there. Buddy Morrow and his orchestra. That's the Teen Polka. That's from 1956 here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's move on to Jean Guasdala and the orchestra now. And she's the one for me. It's just a simple statement. She is the one for me.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go, Gene Guasdala, the orchestra. She's the one for me. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, every week we play at least one 78 RPM record. You know, those records made out of shellac, 10 inches in diameter. They fly around on the turntable going 78 revolutions per minute, not like those lazy LPs that putter along at 33 and a third, or even those more hip 45s at 45 RPM. We like to crank things up around here and get them up to about 78, all right? And I got one for you. You ready? Eddie Habit, the orchestra. It's the Strike Up the Band polka. Because we're all familiar with that song, you know. It's da-da-da-da, Strike Up the Band. Anyway, this is different. This is Strike Up the Polka Band. Let's wind her up to 78. Here we go.
A bright holiday, polka your cares away. When I hear a polka band, everything's grand, and my heart is feeling gay. There is no time for the blues when I hear those dancing shoes. Troubles disappear, happiness is here, so strike up the polka band. Day, polka your cares away. When I hear a polka band, everything's grand, and my heart is feeling gay. There is no time for the blues when I hear those dancing shoes. Troubles disappear, happiness is here, so strike up the polka band.
There you go, Eddie Habit and the orchestra there, the Strike Up the Band polka. That's a 78, and that is a darn good sounding 78. Decca Records. And that one's been well taken care of. A nice, smooth, clean, shiny 78. Everything sounds great on a 78 here in the Oompa Hour anyway. Let us press on with Frank Yankovic and his Yanks now. And yah, yah, Wunderbar.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Das ist wunderbar. Ja, 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 ja.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Yah, yah, Wunderbar here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, now you know. In each and every show, we always include at least one waltz. The time has come. Dancers, if you're ready, maybe move that table out of the way. I hope you tidied up the floor earlier so you got a little dancing room. Do a little waltz in here. Now, normally this song would never get played because I'd play the My Fanny Polka, which is on the other side of the record. But I needed a waltz, and I thought, well, we'll skip the My Fanny Polka this time around. It's Jerry Dostal's orchestra, and the Whose Girl Are You waltz. So, dancers, if you're ready, here's the waltz of the week. All right, there you go. That is the Jerry Dostal Orchestra. There's our waltz for the week. And Whose Girl Are You? Here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That may be the very first time I've played that side of the record on the show ever, because I always play the My Fanny Polka on the other side. In fact, I'm putting the record back into the stack, so maybe next week or the week after that I can play the My Fanny Polka again. So that's the way that is shaping up anyway. Man, time is flying by here in the old Oompa Hour. You got to sneak in a few more tunes. Now, this one, I have questions. This is out of the pile of weird stuff that I pulled out of the shelves I was talking about earlier in the show. I have Ray Myers on the turntable on Boomtown Records, recorded at the Machine Shop Studio, whatever that means. What are they, like running the lathe and the brake and the drill presses? I don't know. Anyway, and the record says it's Life in the Finland Woods. And I just want to bet it's supposed to be Life in the Finnish Woods, but maybe not. I don't know. And I mean, it is in three-quarter time, so technically it's another waltz, but has an entirely different sound than the previous record. Anyway, here's Ray Myers on the Oompa Hour.
Thank you.
I think that's a typo. It says Life in the Finland Woods. That's obviously Life in the Finnish Woods. Some guy at the record company thought, that can't be right. I'll change that. Anyway, Tim Zumpa Hour rolling right along. I look at the clock and I'm like, holy moly, how can it possibly be this close to the end of the show already, huh? I'm going to see if I can't fit in a couple of two or three more tunes in here. But first, I got to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if I don't talk too much, I can get three more records into the show because I got a real short one from the Matties Brothers we can close things out with today. I'm going to see if I can't pull that off. Right now, it's Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman. It's Aunt Ella's Polka. And just like that, you have Wally Ives with the Jolly Dutchman. That is Aunt Ella's Polka, and I don't know who Aunt Ella is. And I bet you there's 23 different bands called the Jolly Dutchman, don't you think? I mean, it just seems like that's the thing. Anyway, I'll see what else we can fit in on the show here. I bet I get a couple more in here real easy. Real easy. I got more time than I thought. We got all darn day. Let's do Russ Beinert and his polka band. This is the Sunshine Polka.
Thank you.
Well, they have their Sunshine Polka, Russ Beinert and his polka band here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, normally, I would start thinking about wrapping up the show by now, but I got a little short one from the Maddie's Brothers. I think I can squeak white in here. At the end, we go from the Sunshine Polka to I Want to See the Sunshine in Your Smile. Yeah, it's going to fit right into the end of the show. Here's a happy one from the Maddie Brothers.
I want to see the sunshine in your smile.
It's fun to go out on a happy record. There's the Maddie's Brothers there. I want to see the sunshine in your smile here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Look at that. We're running out of time and the record's over. It's almost like I planned it or something, huh? Man, oh man, and I'm ready to go next week. I still got a stack of records to go. I got 78s picked out already. Man, I've never felt so organized.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.